Who among us are restorative yoga teachers? Anybody? Oh, we got a lot of them. And anybody in you pranayama specialist teachers? Because what I'd love to do is, I know a few ways of creating restorative rest poses so that when you lie down, the body is supported in a particular way. I'll set up a couple, maybe tomorrow, and we can demonstrate them. But those of you who are restorative or pranayama experts, look at the ones that I set up, and then why don't you set up any ones that you know of, and we can look at the different ways of setting your blankets and your bolster and your pillows up so that you're basically putting in your body into the most restful position that it can then receive the interventions that we're asking of it with minimal stress on the system. Because I notice a number of positions that I see some people in, I know where you're going within a matter of a few moments. You're heading south. only a few. So we can look at some ways of helping your students set their I-rest practice up to get the maximum kind of benefit. So my design for tonight's practice is I want to hit the autogenic and the 61 points, and I want to begin to bring in the heart rate variability in your breathing, and we'll do a little bit of the sankalpa. So I'm focusing primarily on those. You will, some of you, just a couple of you, hear when I talk about weaving in emotions and thoughts and images and pure awareness. But I'm really going to try to focus on that other one. That allows me time to really lengthen the practice out and not pay attention to some of the other practices. So it's a way of building a sequence. I condense or leave out certain koshas so that I can really take the time to bring in the practice to where I'm trying to emphasize it. As you're beginning to settle in, to see if there's anything else you'd like to do, any adjustments to your body that would make it so you could feel 5 or even 10% more comfortable than you already are. With the understanding that any time during the practice, it's fine to readjust the body, but that you might welcome first any sensations of discomfort or tension that you might think of adjusting the body to, and just wait for a few moments. Dive in and welcome those sensations before you make an adjustment. They may just be moving through. Or you may take some time with a particular discomfort to welcome it. Feel into the tension of it. Let go of the I thought and just feel it as pure sensation. And play with it a little bit. Then if it feels right, make an adjustment that helps the body relax more deeply. Let the doors of your senses open. Have a sense of the room around you, the walls and floor, ceiling. The touch of air on your skin. Perhaps the touch of the air on your forehead as a coolness to sense any leftover tension in the forehead. The sense of gravity smoothing out all the muscles in the forehead, temples, eyes, and the cool touch of the air on the skin of the forehead. Have a sense of the whole body and just see where attention is spontaneously drawn to different sensations. Just noting and then passing on to another one. Noting, passing on to another one. And take a moment and reflect on your deepest heartfelt dream or wish for yourself, for your life. What's the deepest desire that bubbles up? Just have a sense of it. How the whole body receives it. There may be a word or words that best represent it, or even an image. And what might your intention be tonight for today's practice that supports your moving towards actualizing and fully embodying this deep heartfelt desire? There might be a particular feeling in the body you want to meet and greet. Particular emotion or belief. Maybe to spend time just settled in pure being. But just acknowledge any intentions. And also sense into that inner resource in your body. That when you feel very grounded, at ease, secure within yourself, where it brings you into your body, legs or belly, heart, arms, wherever. And just, can you take a momentary time out here? And just really touch it. Dive into this inner resource. Let it blossom. And feel free to linger with any of these, intention, heartfelt desire, inner resource, or at any time during the practice to return to this inner resource if there is the feeling of wanting to take a momentary time out, relaxation from whatever you might be experiencing. And feel, perhaps as your attention may begin to wander, how your heartfelt desire or your intention for tonight's practice can gently bring you back to what's most important. And sense your entire body. The sensations inside the mouth, sense the hinge of the jaw. Perhaps let the teeth be slightly separate, as if there was an imaginary rubber washer between the back teeth, the jaw loose, soft, the tongue floating free, or perhaps the tip just lightly touching the upper palate where it meets the teeth. Let attention slide into the inner hallways of the ears. Welcome the sensation of the inner ears. The outer ears. And the touch of air as the body breathes itself inside the nostrils. The throat, soft. Feel the breath inside the nostrils passing smoothly across the walls of the throat. Softening the throat. Letting go of any ujjayi breathing and just letting the throat muscles become more and more pliable, soft, at ease. And a sense of gravity softening and smoothing the muscles of the face, the cheeks, the temple, the forehead. The scalp. And sense the body breathing itself, the gentle rise and fall of the abdomen, the gentle expansion of the torso and complete letting go during exhalation. And during an exhalation, feel all the muscles and sensations in the face, scalp, head, ear. With each exhalation, a deeper letting go of all the tension. Body breathing itself, relaxed, at ease. Sense the shoulders and shoulder blades and the weight of the arms. The feeling of gravity weighing down the arms towards the ground. Diving into the sensation of the shoulders and shoulder blades. Is there excess of tension here that's completely unnecessary? So the shoulders can completely give themselves up to the ground more and more with each exhalation. The weight of the forearms and hands drawing down into the floor. And the floor, perhaps, like a feeling of rising up to meet the arms, receive them and take them into it. Bring attention into the torso, exhaling. Sense the weight of the torso, pelvis, buttocks. Each exhalation, a further letting go. Each inhalation, just feel the impact of the breath as it opens the body slightly and expands it, much like a balloon, opening and expanding, and then completely letting go during exhalation. Sense the legs. The weight, mass, heaviness of the legs, each exhalation, releasing more and more into the ground. And sensing the entire body exhaling, feeling all of the sensations intermingling, vibrating. Each exhalation, a further letting go of the entire body. And perhaps on the inhalation, or even on another exhalation, feel the lightness that also may be present, a sense of lightness, airiness in the body, feeling. So perhaps on each inhalation, feel the lightness. On the exhalation, feel the heaviness. Body just breathing itself. Can you move into these different movements of the breath? Exhalation, perhaps a momentary complete cessation of the breath. Inhalation, a momentary pause as the breath turns. And then riding the exhalation all the way down to the basement. A momentary stop. The gentle rise and release of the abdomen. And bring attention into the hands. Each exhalation, just sense the hands tingling, perhaps a sense of growing warmth in the hands. And take a few breaths. On one exhalation, come over to one hand, welcoming all the sensations of the hands and fingers, tingling. Then on the next exhalation, cross over and welcome the opposite hand. Watch how the physical eyes may become involved. Let the eyes soften and melt down into the torso, into the heart or belly. And then feel your way from one hand to the other hand. At some point, divide your attention into two and welcome both hands simultaneously during the exhalation and the inhalation. Sensing the physical weight of the body and its heaviness, the feeling in the hands, the different sensations. And then let attention move all the way down the legs into the feet. Exhaling. Feel one foot, exhaling, welcome the sensation of the opposite foot. Welcome other secondary sensations that may bubble up into awareness. But primarily, keep attention in the feet, toes, soles of the feet. At some point during exhalation, feel both feet simultaneously. Sense the coolness of the forehead and the warmth in the hands and feet. And then begin to sense the breath as you listen to the sound of the metronome, and just see what your natural breathing rhythm is in this moment without trying to alter or change it, even though as you bring attention to it, it may shift slightly. And very slowly begin to lengthen the exhalation or slightly shorten the inhalation, and let the exhalation come into a ratio where the exhalation might be as long as twice inhalation. So if inhalation is 3, exhalation would be 6. Just play with tuning the breath a little bit. So there's a little bit of intention. But feel as if you're sensing the breath from the torso, the belly, the heart. Just enough thinking to stay focused in the counting all the rest of your attention into sensing the feeling of the breath. And perhaps attuning to the feeling of the heart during inhalation and exhalation, where the feeling of the heart may be of its slightly engaging and speeding up during inhale, and then letting go, softening, lengthening, slowing down during exhalation. Sensing also the two ends of the breath, perhaps a momentary pause that you fall into, feeling the weight of the body at the end of the exhalation. A momentary pause at the top of the inhalation. Keep the breath long and smooth. Let go of counting. But stay with the feeling of the ratio. Long exhalation. Smooth. Heart speeding up just slightly during inhalation, the expansion of the body, exhalation, heart slowing down, a deep letting go. And during the exhalation, let attention now feel as it's moving out in all directions simultaneously. Feel out into the sense of spacious openness around the body. The body as vibration expanding in all directions within a vast field of your openness. Sense the body. Sense a little bit of this openness, this field of awareness. All the while, long exhalation, smooth inhalation. And then slowly let the breathing find again its own ratio. Letting go of trying to control the breath. More and more feeling the body breathing itself. Coolness of the forehead. Warmth of the hands and feet. Weight of the body resting into the ground. A sense of being at ease. perhaps a sense of well-being somewhere in the body. Can you welcome in a feeling of ease, of well-being? Might even have a slight flavor of delight or joy or pleasure, pleasantness. With each exhalation, let that feeling of pleasantness or well-being spread out throughout the entire body. During inhalation, revel in it, delight in it, welcome it into the body. It might be the feeling of happiness in the heart, like a warmth spreading out through the whole body. Welcoming pleasure, joy, delight. And feeling it too as a movement of sensation unfolding within you. Feel out the sense of yourself as an open container, vast. Joy and delight expanding into your vastness. And then just see if there are any emotions, thoughts, images that are spontaneously drawing your attention. As if a door were to open and they were to walk in as messengers and guests. Can you welcome them in and feel how they appear in your body? Without trying to analyze or figure them out, just a sense of welcoming. And if there is a particular emotion or emotions as you welcome them in, see if they come in with any attendance, preferences, attachments, aversions, secondary emotions, images. Welcome them all. As you invite them in, if there are, and if they're not, just stay with what's drawing your attention, what's most important to be with in this moment. And if there is an emotion, can you form an intimate dialogue with it? What brings it here in this moment? What does it want? Is there something that it needs? Some action it's asking of you into the world? relating with it. Just see if there's any pulling back, aversion, or particular attachment to it being here. And welcome in those flavors if they're here. Perhaps there's a belief or a particular thought or an image that comes in as well that's associated with this emotion or comes in separate along with it. And in this moment, whatever is arising, just sensing what's most important. What's most important drawing your attention? See what most calls you in this moment, a particular emotion, sensation, or perhaps setting all of these free and watching the movement of your attention. Where does it bind itself to? A particular thought, a particular quality of energy, perhaps a lethargy or a feeling of diffuse energy, but just noticing whatever sensations are present. Whatever is most calling you. Perhaps just sensing the movement of attention, how it lands and fuses, but as a movement that you can be aware of, a movement in your awareness. Let attention be free to move, and can you feel yourself as a vast field of openness in which attention is moving and the different objects that it might land on. And just sense the movement of attention, feel it, particular object it lands in, and then can you feel yourself as an observer, as a participant watching this show, this performance of the movement of attention and its different objects that it lands and becomes involved in. Sensing a particular object or the movement of attention itself, and then sensing yourself as the witness. and how all these are simultaneously present, the movement of attention, its objects, and this feeling of being a seer, a witness, a participant observer. And can you set the witness free to be here too, as if you were melting into a larger field of spacious openness, and see how this and feel how this acts on your body, on your mind. And set everything free to be here as it is anyway. Just acknowledging how everything's coming and going in its own manner. The movement of attention, its objects, the field of awareness. How everything is here inclusively. And you might also welcome back in the flavor of your deepest heartfelt desire in life, any intentions that you're having. As you begin to naturally move towards the conclusion of your own practice, just see what's important to acknowledge, to come back to at another time, another practice, perhaps to write down later in your journal. Before reorienting to your waking state, just take another few moments, sensing the whole body, cool forehead, warm hands and feet, body breathing itself gently, calmly, calm, easeful heartbeat. Sense of the room around you, the flavor of your own awareness everywhere, everything interconnected. Even as your senses acknowledge a sense of separate objects or flavors or sounds, some interesting flavor of not two, an interconnected essence. And in your own manner and time, begin to bring your practice to its own natural completion for this evening, your own ritual that helps seal your practice in a way that you can have a sense of completion and be able to move into your next activity. Let the body find its own awakening back to its awake state. The eyes may open and close, letting in the light, the sounds, the sense of the room around you. Taking your own sweet time, nowhere to rush off to. Let's respect the people around us who may need additional time to bring their own practice to its sense of closure for this evening. And perhaps this evening, as you're falling asleep, come back to this sense of the body breathing itself, the touch of air on your forehead, warm hands, warm feet, relaxed heartbeat during the exhalation, sensing the body, and then watching how the state of sleep begins to come in your awareness. There might be periods during your sleep where the body sleeps deeply and there's a sense of wakefulness. Just noting that, sensing the body sleeping, sensing this field of wakeful awareness. In the morning when the body's waking up, just perhaps lying still, sensing how the body begins to wake up into its alert state of morning wakefulness and that feeling of ever-present awareness that was there all night long and is now here receiving the body into the waking state. So the practice of Yoga Nidra continues uninterrupted. Thank you for this evening's practice.